Chapter 24. Again the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he moved David against them, saying, Go number Israel and Judah. The king said to Joab, the captain of the host who was with him, Go now back and forth through all the tribes of Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, and number the people, that I may know the sum of the people. Joab said to the king, Now the Lord your God add to the people, however many there may be, 100 times, and may the eyes of my lord the king see it. But why does my lord the king delight in this thing? Notwithstanding, the king's word prevailed against Joab and against the captains of the host. Joab and the captains of the host went out from the presence of the king to number the people of Israel. They passed over the Jordan and encamped in Aroer, on the right side of the city that is in the middle of the valley of Gad, and to Jazer. Then they came to Gilead, and to the land of Tatim Hodshi, and they came to Dan Jaan, and round about to Sidon. And they came to the stronghold of Tyre, and to all the cities of the Hivites, and of the Canaanites, and they went out to the south of Judah at Beersheba. So when they had gone back and forth through all the land, they came to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. Joab gave up the sum of the numbering of the people to the king, and there were in Israel 800,000 valiant men who drew the sword, and the men of Judah were 500,000 men. David's heart struck him after that he had numbered the people. David said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that which I have done. But now, Lord, put away, I beg you, the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly. When David rose up in the morning, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, Go and speak to David. Thus says the Lord, I offer you 3 things. Choose one of them that I may do it. So Gad came to David and told him and said to him, Shall 7 years of famine come to you in your land? Or will you flee 3 months before your foes while they pursue you? Or shall there be 3 days pestilence in your land? Now consider what answer I shall return to him who sent me. David said to Gad, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man. So the Lord sent a pestilence on Israel from the morning, even to the time appointed, and there died of the people from Dan even to Beersheba 70,000 men. When the angel stretched out his hand toward Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented of the evil and said to the angel who destroyed the people, It is enough, now stay your hand. The angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. David spoke to the Lord when he saw the angel who struck the people and said, Behold, I have sinned, and I have done perversely, but these sheep, what have they done? Please let your hand be against me and against my father's house. Gad came that day to David and said to him, Go up, rear an altar to the Lord in the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. David went up, according to the saying of Gad, as the Lord commanded. Araunah looked forth, and saw the king and his servants coming toward him, and Araunah went out and bowed himself before the king with his face to the ground. Araunah said, Why has my lord the king come to his servant? David said, To buy the threshing floor from you, to build an altar to the Lord, that the plague may be stayed from the people. Araunah said to David, Let my lord the king take, and offer up what seems good to him. Behold, the oxen for the burnt offering, and the threshing instruments, and the yokes of the oxen for the wood. All this, king, does Araunah give to the king. And Araunah said, The Lord your God accept you. The king said to Araunah, No, but I will most assuredly buy it of you for a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God, which cost me nothing. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. David built there an altar to the Lord, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel.